करधारी। यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, entitled The Residents of Jambudvipa Offer Prayers. Text 22. मत् प्राप्तये जेष सुरा सुरादयस् तप्यन्त उग्रं तप ऐन्द्रिय धिया ऋते भवत्पाद परायणान् नमाम् विन्दन्ति अहं त्वत् धृढया यतो जिता मत्प्राप्तये जेष सुरा सुरा दयस् तप्यन्त उग्रं तप ऐन्द्रिय धिया ऋते भवत्पाद परायणान्नमाम् विन्दन्ति अहं त्वत् धृढया यतो जिता मत्प्राप्तये जेष सुरा सुरादय तप्यन्त उग्रं तप ऐन्द्रिय धिया रिते भवत्पादपरायणान्नमाम् विन्दन्ते अहं त्वद्धृढया यतोचिता मत्प्राप्तये जेष सुरासुरादय निन्त्यहं त्वद्हृदया यतोचिता तप्यन्त उग्रं तप ऐन्द्रिय धिया ऋते भवत्पादपरायणा नमा विन्दन्त्यहं त्वद्धृदया यतोचिता माताजीस् प्रातपेशेषसुरासुरादया तप्य वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन मत प्राप्तये To obtain my mercy, Aja, Lord Brahma, Isha, Lord Shiva, Sura, the other demigods, headed by King Indra, Chandra and Varuna, Asura Adayaha, as well as the demons, Tapyante, undergo, Ugram, severe, तपह ऑस्टेरिटी ऐन्द्रिय धिय हूज माइंड्स आर एब्सॉर्ब्ड इन थॉट्स ऑफ सुपीरियर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन रिते अनलेस भवत्पद परायणात वन हू इज होली एंड सोली एंगेज इन द सर्विस ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड्स लोटस फीट न नॉट माम मे सॉरी मी विंदंती ऑप्टेन अहम आय त्वत इन यू हृदयाह हुज हार्ट्स यतह देयरफोर अजित ओ अनकॉन्करेबल वन Translation and Purports by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O Supreme Unconquerable Lord, when they become absorbed in thoughts of material enjoyment, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, as well as other demigods and demons, undergo severe penances and austerities to receive my benedictions. But I do not favor anyone, however great he may be, unless he is always engaged in the service of your lotus feet. Because I always keep you within my heart, I cannot favor anyone but a devotee. Purport. In this verse, the goddess of fortune Lakshmi Devi clearly states that she does not bestow her favor on any materialistic person. Although sometimes a materialistic becomes very opulent in the eyes of another materialist, such opulence is bestowed upon him by the goddess Durga Devi. A material expansion of the goddess of fortune, not by Lakshmi Devi herself. Those who desire material wealth worship Durga Devi with the following mantras. Dhanam Dehi, Rupam Dehi, Rupa Pati Bhajam Dehi, ओ वर्शिपफुल मदर दुर्गा देवी प्लीज गिव मी वेल्थ स्ट्रेंथ फेम अ गुड वाइफ एंड सो ऑन. बाय प्लीजिंग गॉडेस दुर्गा वन कैन ऑब्टेन सच बेनिफिट्स बट सिंस दे आर टेम्पररी दे रिजल्ट ओनली इन माया सुख. एज स्टेटेड बाय प्रहलाद महाराज माया सुखाय भरम उद्वहतो विमुढ़ान. दोज हु वर्क वेरी हार्ड फॉर मटेरियल बेनिफिट्स आर विमुढ़ास फुलिश रास्कल्स बिकॉज सच हैप्पीनेस विल नॉट एंड्योर. ऑन द अदर हैंड डिवोटीज लाइक प्रहलाद एंड ध्रुव महाराज अचीव्ड एक्स्ट्रा ऑर्डिनरी मटेरियल opulences, but such opulences were not Maya Sukha. When a devotee acquires unparalleled opulences, they are the direct gifts of the goddess of fortune who resides in the heart of the Narayan. The material opulences a person obtains by offering prayers to the goddess Durga are temporary. As described in Bhagavad Gita, Antavantatu Phalam Tesham Tad Bhavati Alpamedasam. Men of meager intelligence desire temporary happiness. We have actually seen that one of the disciples of Bhakti Saraswati Thakur wanted to enjoy the property of his spiritual master, and the spiritual master, being merciful toward him, gave him the temporary property, but not the power to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. That special mercy of the power to preach is given to a devotee who does not want anything material from his spiritual master, but wants only to serve him. The story of the demon Ravan illustrates this point. Although Ravan tried to abduct the goddess of fortune Sita Devi from the custody of Lord Ramachandra, he could not possibly do so. The Sita Devi he forcibly took with him was not the original Sita Devi, but an expansion of Maya or Durga Devi. As a result, instead of winning the favor of the real goddess of fortune, Ravana and his whole family were vanquished by the power of Durga Devi. Om Agyantimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading fifth canto, in which the description till now we have reached is the description of Jambudvipa. In the Jambudvipa there are 9 varshas. As we all know, the Shukdev Goswami is now describing the description of Bhumandala. In Bhumandala there are 7 dvipas and 7 oceans. Of the 7 dvipas, he is now describing the Jambudvipa. In the Jambudvipa, there are 9 varshas or 9 tracts of land. And in each tract of land, there is a specific form of the Lord where its residents worship them. So, all these places are presided by the deity form of the Lord. And the present context which we are reading about the Ketumal Varsha, where Lord Vishnu or Lord Narayan resides as Kamdev. Kamdev is being worshipped by Mother Lakshmi. So here Mother Lakshmi is praying to the Supreme Lord Kamdev. Now the Kamdev is not the Cupid which we understand, the Devata of Kam, it is not that one. It is the Lord's form as Pradyumna, who is the actual origin of the demigod Kamdev, you can say like that. So this Kamdev is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, and Mother Lakshmi is worshipping him. And in that worship, she is offering prayers. So what we are reading now is one of the prayer or one of the verses of the prayer where Mother Lakshmi is addressing that so many people worship me, that is Lakshmi Devi, in order to gain my favor. But I myself worship you to gain your favor. So she is indirectly criticizing those people who worship Lakshmi Devi to obtain her favor. So yesterday when I was giving a tour, where every day we have so many visitors coming here. So I was giving one of the tour to the people. And what devotee asked, not a devotee as such, but a visitor asked, we have heard that that ISKCON is involved into gaining so much wealth and prosperity that ISKCON is funding other countries also. That lot of money goes in outside countries. And I asked him, from where you get this information? He said, it's all over the place. It's all over on the YouTube. Everywhere it is like that. So how you earn so much money? He's asking. I asked him, why you want to know all the details? Because I also want to earn money. How you people are organizing so much wealth? Then I said, ISKCON people knows one secret of earning money. And once you also know the secret, you will be also get lot of money. And you will become very rich. Do you want to know the secret? I asked him. He becomes so interested. He said, Prabhu, don't tell me any other katha, other thing. Tell me this one. That is my main interest now. So, do you also want to hear how ISKCON earns so much money? How ISKCON gets so much money? Want to know? You are not interested in Srimad Bhagavatam, right? You are also interested in the paisa hai to baap bada na bhaiya sabse bada rupaiya. So, yes. So, there is one secret of getting lot of money. So, in our Vedic system, money is called Lakshmi. And there is one more name of Lakshmi Devi that is called Chanchala. Do you know meaning of Chanchala? Kya Prabhu, Chanchala ka matlab? Chanchal, doesn't stay at one place, right? Ek tarikh ko aata hai, 10 tarikh ko chala jata hai. Sabke ghar pe paisa aata hai, Lakshmi aati hai. एक तारीख को आती है, 10 तारीख को चली जाती है, या फिर it comes in one generation, goes in third and fourth generation, it goes away. So Lakshmi is called Chanchala because she doesn't stays at one place for long time. But there is one place where Lakshmi Devi always resides. Do you know what is the place? What is the place where Lakshmi Devi always resides? At the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. So ISKCON devotees are very smart. They don't worship Lakshmi Devi. They catch hold of Lord Vishnu only. So once they capture Vishnu, automatically Lakshmi also comes. So ISKCON devotees are very smart in their understanding. They don't run after Lakshmi. They run after Vishnu. Because Lakshmi is a very chaste woman. She never leaves her husband at any point of time. So knowing this secret, we always worship Lord Vishnu.
Now the Lakshmi Puja will come in few days, and so many people will worship Lakshmi Devi. But we don't know whether Lakshmi Devi will be pleased or not. But we are sure that by worshipping Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu, Lakshmi Devi will be certainly pleased. So that is the secret of gaining wealth, opulence, fortune. And so many people don't understand this basic simple trick of how to get wealth. I hope now you understood how to become rich. Am I right? So that is the secret. Don't tell anyone. It is just for you. So yes, so Mother Lakshmi is saying the same thing, that all these people are worshipping me to become opulent. But she is saying, what she says? When they become absorbed in the thoughts of material enjoyment, like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, as well as any other demigods and demons, they do so many tapasyas and austerities or penances to receive my benedictions. But I do not favor anyone, however great he may be. So Lakshmi is saying, I don't favor any of these people. Even they do a lot of tapasya, a lot of puja. I don't favor anybody. Kitne bhi bade aadmi kyun na ho, I don't favor anyone. But then to whom she favor? Unless he is always engaged in service of your lotus feet, I cannot favor anyone but a devotee. So Mother Lakshmi is saying that I only favor those who worship the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Who is a devotee of Krishna, I favor only them. But then question arises that we have seen those who doesn't worship Lord Vishnu, especially the Shakta worshippers, the Shaivites, they are also very opulent. As in Srimad Bhagavatam, and I think in the 12th canto, Parikshit Maharaj asks Shri Uday Goswami, why it is seen that the worshipper of Lord Shiva is so opulent, whereas worshipper of Lord Vishnu are very less in their economic growth. So it is observed like that so many people are so rich. Those who don't worship Lord Vishnu, they are also very rich and opulent. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport clarifies that problem. He says, although sometimes a materialist become very opulent in the eyes of another materialist, such opulence is bestowed upon him by the goddess Durga Devi, who is an material expansion of goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi herself. So Prabhupada is saying that those who worship Lakshmi Devi for material benefit, they may also get material opulences, but not by Mother Lakshmi. But the expansion of Lakshmi in the form of Durga, they get material opulences. But by pleasing Goddess Durga, one can obtain such benefit, but since they are temporary, they result only in Maya Sukha or illusory happiness. So the opulence which they get, of course they get opulences, but what kind of happiness they receive? It is Maya Sukha, illusory happiness. Once I was traveling in a vehicle and the seat where I am sitting, in my front seat, there were two old ladies. Both were principals of some of the reputed schools at once upon a time. They were retired now. So they were also traveling and they were sitting in front of me and they were discussing. Now generally, when we see that when two old people, what they generally discuss? Some may say that apne saas ka, apne bahu ka chugli kar rahe honge, ya baat kar rahe honge, kuch aur cheez ka. But they were very much engrossed in discussing that, oh, my knees are paining, my back is paining, my body is paining, so many ailments are there in I don't know what pap I have done in my life, that because of which I am suffering like this. I was surprised to hear thus such things from them, because hardly any people thinks in that way, that I am suffering because of some reactions of my past. So the other woman also said the same thing. Yes, do you know some doctor where we can go? What treatment you are taking? And so many things. So after discussing so much doctor, they come to the point of contemplation. They were asking to each other, what was that? I don't remember any wrong thing I have done in my life. Then why so much problem is happening? I have lot of wealth. I have lot of opulence. But still there is so much problem with body. Why so? So other lady said, don't you remember when we were principal of the school, so many under the table benefits we have taken? It is the result of the same thing. Now I was surprised to hear those things from these two ladies. That's true. That when you have power or when you have lot of opulences that comes to you, it doesn't comes, you know, with a very cheap way. Generally we do some kind of illegal actions because of which we earn lot of wealth. So that kind of earning of the wealth, which is not bona fide, generally tends to give, not generally, almost always, generally tend to give difficulties in your future life. There was one old man, he was saying that जो ईमान की कमाई होती है वो हमेशा सुख देती है और जो हराम की कमाई होती है उससे हमेशा दुख ही मिलता है. He was saying that when we earn money by wrong means, it generally wasted into दवा दारू या कोर्ट कचेरी, either into courts or into towards to the doctor. Generally all unbonafide earning generally gets wasted there only. You cannot enjoy that money which you earn by unauthorized means. The only thing which you can enjoy is the money which you earn by legal and hard work. So that is what we have to understand. Yes, many people we see, they are so much opulent, rich, powerful, influential in the society. But what kind of lifestyle they are living? Are they happy? Are they satisfied with what they are living? Certainly not. Externally, it may appear they have lot of big bungalow, big cars and so many things. But they are not happy. So the Lakshmi Devi, when Lakshmi Devi favors someone, Lakshmi Devi doesn't mean only opulence in terms of riches. When fortune arises in terms of satisfaction and humility also. So real benediction of Lakshmi Devi, if somebody receives, naturally he receives money, no doubt about that, but at the same time he becomes happy and satisfied in his life. That is how Sudama becomes satisfied. He received all the opulences, but he was not troubled by material problems. Even Bali Maharaj received all the opulences, but he was not troubled. Here Prabhupada mentioned about Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj also received a lot of benediction and opulences, but he was not disturbed in his life. Even Dhruva Maharaj received the opulence of his own kingdom, and after that, he went to Dhruva Loka. He was not troubled. So thing is that, whenever Lakshmi Devi is pleased with someone, he is not bereft of material riches, but at the same time he is completely happy and satisfied even in the material life. Whereas those who worship Lakshmi Devi out of material desires, material greed, they may also get riches, but they are not happy in their daily, in their actual life. They are not satisfied. They are always troubled by something else. So that is what Lakshmi Devi is saying. In the previous verse of this shloka, Lakshmi Devi is praying to Lord Vishnu to favor her because she is her devotee, his devotee. And she is saying, why I worship you? She is saying, why I worship you? Why not I worship any other gods? Why I worship you only? Because you are the only protector of all the people. Somebody who is under the control, how he can help others? Those who are controlled by time themselves, how they can help others to overcome their problems? Same kind of prayer come in 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Samudra Manthan Leela happens, and from the Samudra Manthan, Mother Lakshmi appears. And when Lakshmi appears, she was searching for a right husband. So, I just remember, I am doing preaching activity. The name is Tarapur is a place. There is one family, they just used to come to the program. And one day, the old Mataji, the elderly Mataji, she came to me with her daughter. And she was saying, Meri beti ko kuch samjhao, ye shaadi nahi karna chahti hai. Usko koi ladka pasand hi nahi aata hai. Aap Prabhu ji kuch samjhaiye, ye aapki baat manegi. I said, Mataji, do you really want me to convince her? She will ask me the same question, why you didn't marry? So Prabhuji, so she said, no Prabhuji, aapki baat hai zarur manenge, aap samjhaiye isko. So I said, you are asking a wrong person. Go to somebody who is a right person who can tell the right answer to her. Thing is that, some such kind of question or such kind of things are happening, and nowadays we are seeing, by doing congregation preaching program, we understand that so many young girls, they don't want to get married. And one of the reason is that they are not convinced that whether their future life will be happy by marrying somebody. Especially the girls who are devotees, they are finding a lot of difficulty in getting married. The reason is that which generally I found out is that they are afraid that whether their spouse will be a right devotee person or not, how he will be in his future life, how he will be treating her. So a lot of expectations and so much dreams they are having. So the same thing is happening with Lakshmi Devi also. I will read from Srimad Bhagavatam what Lakshmi Devi is thinking about whom to marry. So Canto 8, Chapter 8, Text 19. While walking among the Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras, Siddhas, Charanas, and denizens of heaven, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, was scrutinizingly examining them. But she could not find anyone naturally endowed with all good qualities. None of them was devoid of faults, and therefore she could not take shelter of any of them. So she was also searching for a right husband. And she was moving around among so many peoples, searching some good qualities in them, trying to find out some quality which will be helpful to her in her family life. But she was saying, none of them was devoid of faults, and therefore she could not take shelter of any of them. She says again, the goddess of fortune, examining the assembly, thought in this way. Now she is thinking in this way. Someone who has undergone great austerity, but has not yet conquered anger. Now she is saying, oh, this person, he is very austere, he is very tapasvi. But what is the use of such tapasya? He has not controlled his anger. She is saying, some possesses knowledge, but he has not conquered material desires. इसके पास बहुत ज्ञान है, बहुत ज्ञानी व्यक्ति है, but इसने अपनी इच्छाओं पर कंट्रोल नहीं कर पा रहा है. Someone is a very great personality, but he cannot conquer lusty desires. ये आदमी बहुत बहुत महान है, लेकिन इसकी अपनी इच्छाओं पर नियंत्रण नहीं है। इवन ए ग्रेट पर्सनालिटी डिपेंड्स ऑन समथिंग एल्स। ये आदमी बहुत बड़ा व्यक्ति है लेकिन फिर भी किसी और पर निर्भर है। हाउ देन कैन ही बी द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर? तो ऐसा व्यक्ति कैसे किसी का भला कर सकता है? एक प्रकार से समवन में पोजेस फुल नॉलेज ऑफ रिलीजन बट स्टिल नॉट बी काइंड टू ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज। शी इज थिंकिंग ओ दिस पर्सन, ये तो बहुत बड़ा धर्मात्मा व्यक्ति है, इज ए नॉलेज ऑफ ऑल काइंड ऑफ रिलीजियस थिंग, बट जरूरी नहीं कि वो हर जीवों के प्रति दयालु हो। शी इज थिंकिंग इन दिस वे। इन सम वन वेदर ह्यूमन और डेमिगॉड देयर मे बी रिनंसिएशन बट दैट इज नॉट द कॉज ऑफ लिबरेशन। कोई हो सकता है बहुत बड़ा वैरागी हो, वैराग्य बहुत है, लेकिन वैराग्य होना ही तुम्हारे लिए मुक्ति का कारण नहीं हो सकता। समवन में पोसेस ग्रेट पावर बट येट अनेबल टू चेक द एटर्नल टाइम। किसी का कोई बहुत शक्तिशाली है, ये व्यक्ति बहुत शक्तिशाली है, बट क्या वो काल के प्रभाव को रोक सकता है? नहीं रोक सकता। समवन एल्स मे हैव रिनाउंस अटैचमेंट टू द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड येट ही कैन नॉट कंपेयर टू द सुप्रीम पर्सन ऑफ गॉडहेड। कोई ऐसे भी व्यक्ति है जिसने जीवन का सब कुछ त्याग दिया है, सब चीज से विरक्त हो चुका है, लेकिन कोई भी ऐसा नहीं जो भगवान से बढ़कर विरक्त हो। शी इज थिंकिंग इन दिस वे। देयरफॉर नो वन इज कंप्लीटली फ्रीड फ्रॉम द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ मटेरियल मोड्स ऑफ नेचर। सो शी इज थिंकिंग इन दिस वे। सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड, इन दिस वे आफ्टर फुल डिलिब्रेशन द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून फाइनली एक्सेप्टेड मुकुंद एज हर हस्बैंड बिकॉज although he is independent and not in want of her, he possesses all transcendental qualities and mystic power and is therefore the most desirable. So she approached everyone. कोई ना कोई व्यक्ति में कुछ ना कुछ खासियत अवश्य है, हर एक में किसी ना किसी योग्यता गुड क्वालिटीज है, लेकिन किसी में एक क्वालिटी होगी तो दूसरी बैड क्वालिटी होती है। नॉट कंप्लीटली, जैसे लाइक किसी के पास बहुत तपस्वी है लेकिन गुस्सा बहुत है, बहुत पैसा है तो उसमें काम इच्छा ज्यादा है, कोई विरक्त है लेकिन ये वैराग्य मुक्ति नहीं दिला सकती, कोई बहुत शक्तिशाली है लेकिन समय के ऊपर उसका कंट्रोल नहीं है। सो लक्ष्मीदेवी वॉज थिंकिंग व्हाट इज द यूज ऑफ टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ सच पीपल हु देमसेल्फ आर डिपेंडेंट ऑन समथिंग एल्स। लेट मी टेक शेल्टर ऑफ दैट पर्सन who is the supreme personality of Godhead. And that's why she approached Lord Mukunda and accepted him as her husband. So that is how a devotee thinks. A devotee is always thinking of taking shelter of someone who can protect him. What to speak of any other demigods, even the demigods themselves are under the control of time. Even the demigods are not independent to offer any benediction to you without the permission of the Supreme Lord. Then what is the use of taking shelter of any other person? Better to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is what Lakshmidevi is trying to say from these verses. Srila Prabhupada, in the purport of this shloka, he gives very wonderful explanation of... example of Ravan. The story of demon Ravan illustrates this point. Although Ravan tried to abduct the goddess of fortune Sita Devi from the custody of Lord Ramachandra, he could not possibly do so. The Sita Devi he forcibly took with him was not the original Sita Devi, but an expansion of Maya or Durga Devi. So just like I have said that everyone in this world running after Lakshmi Devi. Everybody is running after money, opulence, paisa chahiye. Har koi Lakshmi ke piche bhag raha hai. Lekin, how we understand? Just take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Lakshmi will automatically come to you. There is no need to run after Lakshmi. Lakshmi will naturally come if you take shelter of Lord Vishnu. But those people who doesn't want Vishnu But only want Lakshmi are like Ravan. Ravan also wanted only Sita. He didn't wanted Ram. What happened to Ravan? Ravan ki Lanka lag gai. Sab bhasma ho gaya, sab nasht ho gaya. So those people who only wants Lakshmi or opulences without worshipping Lord Vishnu, what happens? They are completely destroyed. The whole plans which they are making to become happy in this material world is spoiled. Because Sita Devi is not Sita Devi at that time. She becomes Durga Devi. Ashtabhuja Durga Devi destroyed the Ravan-like people who are against Lord Vishnu. She destroys that person. Recently we had Navratri Utsav. People are worshipping Mother Durga. So, at one of the such event, I went, and there was Navratri was happening, and so many people were dancing and doing a Garba dance. So they asked me to speak something on that occasion. So I said, "Do you know today you came here for Navratri program? How many of you have taken the darshan of Durga Devi?" When I asked this question, that time they realized we have to look at Durga Devi also. Because nobody went to Durga Devi's altar. Nobody offered their respect also. They just came, took dandiya in their hand and just started to dance. That's all. Many people were standing there watching dandiya exhibition. But people are interested only in seeing the game. They are not interested where the Durga Devi temple is. Nobody is interested in that. So I was telling them, did you see Durga Devi is holding a trident in her hand? And did you see who she is trying to kill? That is Mahishasur. Mahishasur means Mahis. Marathi mein Mahis bolte usko. Bhais. Kabhi kabhi, sometimes we say that when you say donkey-headed person or dull-headed person, in Marathi we say bail buddhi. Sometimes even to say foul words, we say mahis kutla. So why people sometimes say like this in this way? The reason is that they are not intelligent enough to think what is good for them. So bhaisa or the buffalo, they are also very dull-headed in one sense. And in that way, the dull-headed people, they don't think of their actual benefit. They're always interested into how I can get enjoyment. That is their only thinking. So Durga Devi kills such Mahishasuras, those who are interested after money and enjoyment. Durga Devi pierces them with her trident. And this trident represents three tap: Adidevik, Adibhautik, and Adhyatmik. Adidevik means the miseries that are caused by natural disturbances. Adibhautik means miseries that are caused by other living entities. And Adhyatmik means miseries caused by your mind and body. So the center trident and the center shul of the trident is nothing but that Adhyatmik klesh, your mind and body. That goes deep inside, because that is the longest one and that enters first. Even if you are not affected by the natural disturbances or you have so many nice people around you, but still your mind and body will give you trouble. So mind and body are the most troubling thing in this world. And Durga Devi, with her trident, gives all these kleshas to the Mahishasur-like living entity. Those are only interested in their own sense enjoyment. So that is how we have to understand that Durga Devi, when the energy of the Supreme Lord becomes Durga Devi, when we want to enjoy material opulences, she becomes Durga Devi. But when we want to serve the Supreme Lord with that same opulences, the same Shakti is nothing but Lakshmi Devi. So those are devotees. The energy of the Supreme Lord will help him. But those who are non-devotees, the same energy of the Supreme Lord will punish him. That is how these things are. There is one more part, which is very nice statement which Prabhupada gave. For 5 minutes I will say. Prabhupada has said in this purport, we have actually seen that one of the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur wanted to enjoy the property of his spiritual master. And the spiritual master, being merciful toward him, gave him the temporary property, but not the power to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. So here also we see that sometimes the devotee enters into the devotee community, but they enter not with a desire to serve the mission, but they enter to serve their own comforts. Sometimes they are called as Guru Bhogi, means they enjoy the facilities given by the Guru, or they enjoy on the property of Guru. So Prabhupada is saying that some of the people, or one devotee or one disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he wanted to enjoy the Guru's property. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, being so magnanimous, being so open-hearted, that he allowed it. But Prabhupada is saying, even though he was enjoying the property of my Guru didn't give him the authority to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He may give him the property, but what is the use of that property? And we know, if we know the history, that devotee, even though he has usurped all the property of his Guru Maharaj, he was not happy in his life. But Srila Prabhupada is saying that pleasing Guru Maharaj is what a devotee should aspire for. Real opulence of a disciple, or real fortune of a disciple, is not in getting the facilities from Guru, but it is, the real opulence is to get the Shakti, or get the mercy to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is what the real benediction of Guru is all about. So Prabhupada is saying that he himself is now getting that benediction or opulence from his spiritual master. His spiritual master has given him the benediction or the Shakti to preach this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. And whoever follows in that footstep will also get the similar empowerment to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to be very careful about utilizing the benefits, utilizing the opulences which we do receive by the mercy of our Guru Maharaj. But if we are attached to those kind of opulences, then that opulences will drag you down under the control of Durga Devi, who has trident in her hand. So better to take shelter of Lord Vishnu, Guru Maharaj, so that Lakshmi Devi is pleased with us, rather than Durga Devi becoming pleased with us. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I hope the class was clear and nobody have any questions. Even if you have any question, there are so many senior devotees are sitting here, you can ask them. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.